Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is brought to you by Pelican Brewing, independently brewing on the Oregon coast since 1996. Discover even more flavors from your local coast with Pelican's new craft sodas. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach.
All right, Pelican Brewing Hard Hops presents today's Daily Ticker. Discover Hard Hops Blackberry Hop Infused Hard Seltzer and experience your hops differently. One of the best games of the weekend in college football. Saturday morning, bright and early. 10 a.m. start. It's the big noon game on Fox, and it is Utah hosting Texas Tech. And joining us now is our great friend, longtime voice of Utah football, Bill Riley. Bill, first off, good morning to you. Did we deactivate Twitter? Are we off of Twitter now?
I've decided, boys, that it's no longer what I need to do.
Congratulations.
If it can't make me money, but it can lose me money, I don't need it in my life.
Another round of applause. Very good point by you.
Brilliant call. Let's start with the hard-hitting question of, are we excited or depressed about the idea of a 10 a.m. local kickoff?
I love the early kick, guys. Yeah. That UCLA game was so late, even for West Coast purposes. That game was so late. I have done enough Pac-12 after dark games in my life. I love it. A big noon kickoff is here in town. The set is there. Urban and the boys. The A-Fox time slot where the whole country is going to get to see you. Whittingham loves it. He would play it when the sun crests over the mountains here, if he could, at 6:02 a.m.
Yeah.
I don't mind it at all. It's a little bit of an adjustment, but you know, come on, it's game day Saturday. You get like six of these at home. Fans are fans. They love to tailgate. Duck fans would do it. Beaver fans would do it if you're going to do it. And here's the other thing I tell fans too. You're only playing this time slot because your team's good. They don't put teams that aren't very good in the prime noon Eastern time Fox time slot. So, you know, they won't be there every week. It'll be maybe a couple of times a year. So I don't mind it. I like it. And then I can get home, have a nice drink, maybe one of those Pelican hard sodas or one of those beers.
Package is on the way. It's on the way. It's en route.
Would you send it Pony Express? Yeah. So it's great because then I can get home and watch, you know, some football later in the day. So I don't mind it. It'll be a great setting. Sellout crowd. The sun, it's supposed to be 75 and sunny. It'll be a great setting on Saturday.
Let me ask you, Sir William Riley, what did you learn about Texas Tech against my beloved Beavers last weekend?
Not a lot.
Thank you.
It's kind of like the Utah-UCLA game. We thought UCLA was going to be maybe it, and they stink. They're not good. Mm. I hate to say this because I love the Oregon State fans, but it's looks like it's kind of a rough year. I think what I learned is, kind of like Utah, Texas Tech and Utah are both good. They've both done it against their three opponents. It's weird to say this, But the best team either one of them's probably played is Wyoming. Wyoming is actually a kind of a middle of the pack, hard playing Mountain West team. But I don't think I learned that Texas Tech is good. They didn't mess around. But I think Saturday we're going to learn a lot about both these teams and where they're at. I don't think we know a great deal about where they are in the non-conference season, and Saturday's going to tell us a lot more.
Yeah, I was really high on Utah coming into the year because of the quarterback addition, and I do want to talk about them, but I'm curious to ask you, Bill, because we're going through something up here this week, and that is they announced yesterday they're continuing the Civil War series. Oregon and Oregon State play this weekend, and Beaver fans want nothing to do with the game anymore because the resources at each school, and it feels like an automatic win, right? So the juice is completely gone. It feels like from the rivalry that used to be great. Right in the weekend after Thanksgiving every year, and a tradition in this state that a lot of us have loved for a long time. You'll have to correct me because I'm a little hazy and I got some holes in my memory here, but this was like Utah State, right? Like they used to play every year. Utah leaves the conference and then it kind of dwindled, but they've played a couple of times since. So what was the history there? How did the fan bases react when it was stopped playing, and how do they react now when it is getting played again?
Well, BYU was always the main rival. Yeah. That was the thing. I mean, Utah State was an in-state game, and it was played for a long time. And they were Utah was always a little bit better program, but Utah State was pesky and competitive. And then over the last 20 years, it really hasn't been there. It's just different. I mean, Oregon State's the Civil War. Utah BYU's the Holy War. Utah State and BYU both play, or BYU and Utah both play Utah State, but it doesn't have the same feel or vibe to it. And Utah's played Utah State on and off. It hasn't been a consistent thing. They went up there last year to play because they needed a game, so they added that. But it's not – it's that that's a – I won't even call it a rivalry, kind of a series that's kind of gone by the wayside.
Okay. Where do you view Utah right now? Like, Dampier's been a great addition. Their record indicates pretty good. This might be a huge, you know, tiebreaker scenario situation within a crazy Big 12. So far, early good return for Whittingham and Utah with Dampier at the quarterback position, which was what really plagued them last year. What do we make of the Utes so far going into this game with the new addition at quarterback?
Much like I said about Texas Tech, they're a good, really good team. This is the test this week. You know, Texas Tech spent mostly on the defensive side of the football, mostly on that defensive line. They loaded up, you know, whatever number you want to look at, $25, $30, $50 million is what they, you know, they front-loaded all those deals before the July 1 settlement date came in. Next year it'll be different because everybody's allegedly supposed to comply with that $20, $21.5 million, you know, settlement deal. But Utah's going to face its best test. They just really are. And so far, I mean, the offense has been a hit. Dampier knows it because he played in it at New Mexico. His favorite receiver, Ryan Davis, has 19 catches in three games. They've run the ball in every way, shape, and form they can. They're getting the ball to a bunch of guys. They don't have that one dude. You know, they don't have that one weapon that they're throwing it to. But every game, 9 to 11 guys are catching the ball. 8 to 9 guys are running the ball. So while they may not have that one, oh, my God, look out for this guy, they've got about 7 or 8 or 9 guys they can get the ball to at any point in time to make plays. So far, so good. The returns have been good. And this week's going to be that, you know, that litmus test. How good is it? Where are we in the hierarchy of things?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, and then I think on the Dampier note, too, last year, his completion percentage was just shy of 58%. He had 12 touchdowns and 12 picks. Still tremendous to watch and a freak athlete. This year, his completion percentage in three games is at 73%. He's got 7 touchdowns and no picks. And this is one of the storylines we talked about, Bill, early in the season, where a lot of these hype guys, we just got done doing a segment on Arch Manning before we brought you in. I'm like, what the hell's happening there? He seems broken. He seems lost. The Heisman race is wide open. His numbers right now, if you look across the country, you can argue, are as good as anybody's in college football, and he's doing it with his legs as well. And the two games that he's actually had to play, you know, and didn't, you know, the Cal Poly game, I imagine he didn't play a ton in the second half and they didn't want him to run. What does a win this weekend do for that Heisman campaign? Because his numbers are there.
Well, because of what we were talking about at the beginning, I mean, you're on Big Fox. Everybody in the country is going to see this game. Nobody's fallen asleep and missing this thing. It's a chance for him. And to be fair, too, Baron Morton is really good for Texas Tech. This dude can spin it, and he's kind of been an under-the-radar guy. I think both these quarterbacks this weekend have a chance to really make a statement with all the eyeballs on them. Now, watch it end up being a 13-10 game where the defenses dominate and all of this goes out the window. I don't think that's going to be the case, but, no, it's a real chance. And Devin, you know, last year he was a true sophomore. He was starting for the first time, and he was in a brand-new offense. And to be very fair, he had a terrible offensive line and not a ton of weapons around him at New Mexico, yet they were fourth in the country in offense. He had to do a lot. He was kind of the Superman running around. It was really an interesting setup. Well, this year he's got one of the best offensive lines in the country. He's got two running backs who could both be 1,000-yard rushers this year. He's got a cavalcade of guys to throw the football to. So his numbers are going to be better just being in the offense for a second year, but also not having to make the plays all by himself. It was interesting. I talked to Joey McGuire, just got off the phone with him this morning to do a pregame interview with him, the Texas Tech coach. And he's like, you know, he was a high school coaching legend in Texas. He goes, I coached against Kyler Murray 3 times in high school and once in college when he was at Baylor. He said, this guy is the closest thing I've seen to Kyler Murray since seeing Kyler Murray. I don't think he's quite as fast as Kyler Murray, but he's got that elusiveness and that ability to make plays. Some of his plays, he's having to kind of learn to play from the pocket because he's actually got a pocket to throw from this year. But to hear a coach say he's comparable to a guy like Kyler Murray is pretty high praise.
I don't know if we've asked you this before. We've had you on so many times and you're a good friend of the program. At what age did you go from Billy to Bill?
Well, here's the thing I always say. People that call me Billy, with the exception of Kyle Whittingham, because for some reason Kyle Whittingham's called me Billy for 20 years. If you call me Billy, you've probably known me since I was about 18 or 19 years old.
Okay.
And if you call me Bill or William or Jackass or something like that, you've probably known me since I was like 20 or 21 years old. So that's usually the line of demarcation, is kind of that 18, 19-year-old range, unless you're Kyle Whittingham, because for whatever reason, he's called me Billy for 20 years.
I've always found the name a very confusing one for me and who I am, and I only asked you this question is because when I text you, my phone auto-corrected to Billy. I only text people with Bill. I don't know why it did that. And I thought, what if I had sent this? Would this offend him? But I'm also curious why you go Bill instead of Will. But you look like a Bill Riley. You don't look like a Will Riley.
Yeah, Bill fits you.
Well, my dad's Bill.
Oh,
so I'm like the fourth.
Okay. All right.
I'm the fourth. So my dad was Bill as well. So that's probably where it comes from.
Gotcha.
But Sprague, if you want to, you can call me Billy. I'll give you
granted the immunity.
The phone auto corrected it since Siri said Billy. So you and Kyle Whittingham have permission.
All right, there we go.
Look at that,
I'll send you the Pelican finally. Dirt's a cheap ass.
Now
I'll
on its way. Now that we can call you Billy. Now
yeah. That's all it took.
Yes.
Call me anything you want if you're going to send me a 12-pack of Pelican, for goodness sake.
He's the voice of Utah. They got a big one on the Big Nooner this weekend. Utah, Texas Tech. We always love catching up with him. Bill Riley or Billy Riley, if you prefer. Have a great call this weekend, and let's do this again soon, Bill.
Hey, by the way, your producer told me, will you guys try to stay on clock today? Yeah, I know it'll be a first for you guys, but would you stay on clock?
Hey, you know what? You got it. Our guest just wouldn't shut up.
Yeah, he just won't stop talking about this Billy thing and the Pelican stuff. He just keeps going on and on. We're trying to break. What are we doing?
Talk to you soon, boys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.